make sure you are in a good position. Don't just assume that this is the position I'm going to be attending. It is the best for me. It's the best for me. Instead, just check methodically. First of all, your legs. How are your legs positioned now? If you're sitting on a chair, and your legs are dangling over the end of the chair, sometimes the chair is too low, which means you have to cause a cushion under your bottom. So raise your bottom so that the legs dangle by length. If the chair is too high, you put the cushion underneath your feet. So it's nice and comfortable. The legs don't have to be close to you, they can be apart, and then it's comfortable. If you're on the floor, do you need another cushion somewhere? To raise a knee up, to raise the bottom up a bit higher. So you don't follow other people, you just observe and feel if your posture is comfortable. You know, some people are asking about meditation on Buddhism. Just you meditate naturally that you're comfortable. It does help. If you're getting peaceful, but you don't have any pain in the body. And this is the best you can do to make sure the pain doesn't come by sitting comfortably from the beginning. And you check the bottom, and then I must check the back, whether you lean forward or lean back, the left or the right. I move it this way. And I'm mindful how it feels. And the other way, mindful how it feels that way. I'm giving feedback until I find the best position. And I loosen my shoulders. I'm just getting more and more less tense. Just as you notice, again, just the way I'm moving my bones sometimes is a bit tight. Even if you're tired, please grab it, please listen. Don't want to dig into your flesh. And then, your hands. If you notice, I put my hands in so many different positions. Every one of them I check. It's like I ask, hands, are you okay down there? Do you want to be moved? You can ask your hands, do you want to be moved? Just asking a question is a method of arousing mindfulness. But ask the question, hands, are you comfortable? Are you arousing mindfulness? I can feel the hands. I'm quite comfortable, so I can leave my own. If your hands are moving, and then I go up to my head, there can be so much tension in the head, you use it so much, that on our head you play out or display our emotions, frowns, anger, grief. So feel all the muscles in your face. Imagine all of them loosening. Just all the screws are tightening. All the stretching. Just letting go of every end of any distraction. There's no force. No pushing, pulling, squashing, stretching. On any muscle in your face. Everything is loose. when the body is comfortable, look at the body as a whole, sitting down there, as if you can look at it from the tips of the toes and top of the head. Nicely positioned, comfortable. And then, we focus on inner parts of the body. Irritable throat, aching tummy, pain in the arms or the shoulders. There's always something you can watch. It's not painful, it's just tight, tense. You need relaxation. Just like a muscle, a professional muscle, can look through your body and notice the tight muscles. And work on them. But here, you don't work on those muscles inside if you can't reach them. You don't have to work on them with your hands. You work on them with your mind. Okay, go itchy throat. My throat's not my throat, first of all. Zooming in. Keeping invitation in the center of my screen. Not doing anything, just observing, being aware, getting to know this tension, irritation, or even pain. And then I watch that feeling change. Always noticing what makes it worse, what makes it better. Let's relax the knees. I mean, really comfortable. I usually turn to the second part of the body. Any place which could be relaxed deeper. Usually something inside. Focus on it. Feel the ache, the power ache. Notice the blood ache sometimes stops, gets better, gets worse. More intense, softer. I always notice I've learned from the feedback which is why I reserve things. I learned that when I let things be. Open the door of my heart to that moment. Welcome the monster into my body. Thank you for coming to visit the ache. We're going to do that without expecting anything. The ache, the pain, relaxes, gets less. We may want to think about all sorts of stuff, and this is really important for you. This is your health. This is something. Colon cancer, stopping breast cancer, getting to know the body, keeping it healthy, relaxing. You need to motivate yourself to get to know your body. Mindfulness of the body, kaya kata, sati. And motivating yourself by learning how to relax with God. So your body is at ease. again. And we think it's a long time from still. My body feels so incredibly relaxed now. It goes through it, it's now a place I can ease the body. So open and free, tingling. I stay with that feeling. I've looked after my body enough I can now turn to my mind, the inner world. I know from many years' experience that all the thoughts, anxieties, the stuff which prevents you during meditation, all come from an underlying agitation. I see that when I look at my peaceometer. I ask myself, how peaceful are you? How agitated? With the opposite ends of one scale. Like light and dark, cold and hot. You all know how cold it is now or hot it is. Do you know how peaceful you are? With training, it's easy to do. You keep looking and looking and looking until you get it. Don't just get it, you really develop this. So know exactly how peaceful, how agitated you are right now. That's what you look at. And then, you just let things be. You practice patience. Not doing, relaxing, just being, not trying to achieve anything, but being happy to be here. If you want to be somewhere else, you are in prison. If you're happy to be here, you're free. Happy to be in this moment. And we see in peace on the time. Go more and more towards peace. What do you need to do? In this meditation, please be a visitor, not a member. You've got nothing to do, no responsibilities. It helps you let go. Dr. Charles said, we're not meditating to get somewhere. We're meditating to let go and be here. To stop traveling. Ours is that I travel on it, you see. But to stop and be here. And then you experience more and more peace. The longer that you can remain without wanting anything, just content, easily satisfied, not wanting anything in the world right now, or wanting you can reach you later. Now, enjoy where you already are. Does any pain cross up in the body? Go back to the body. Aware of the pain. Be with it. Relax it. Until it goes away. And then go back to peace officer. Developing a calm body. And a really peaceful mind. The more you develop mindfulness around peace of mind, peace of the soul. and clearer it becomes. The more you know how to create peace, the cause of peace of mind, which is contentment, happy to be here, opening the door of your heart to this moment, welcoming any monsters. The more you know, the easier it is to create peace any time, any place. That is a skill which you won't lose even if you're an old person or if you're sick. That's why it's worth developing. Let alone if you want to develop this form of meditation. Because peace. You will soon notice if there were any thoughts there before, they are now very gentle, very soft, very settled down. So soft, very easy to let go. Just silent. Silently relaxed. There's no need to give any comment. There's no need to think. Instead, listen to the silence. The space between my words. Peaceful. Silent. If this does not happen naturally, the breath coming to your mind, you may simply ask one question. Am I breathing you out? Ask a question, and mindfulness goes to the breath, to the correct place. That's why asking the question is a very skillful way of arousing mindfulness. I'm breathing out. You become aware of the breathing. But keep yourself relaxed to the max. Don't tense up. This is not an exam at school. No one's going to judge you. Just very gently invite you. The feeling of the breath into your screen volumes and place it in the center. The breath coming in, breath coming out. To make it more interesting, your fingers are a lot more short. Don't change them, just push them out. And being deeply or shallowly, push up. To make you interesting, there's a gap between the in-breath and the out-breath. That is when the in-breath finishes before the out-breath begins. Is that the same duration, the same length of time as the gap between the out-breath and the in-breath? Which is longer, space between one or the space between the other. And always remember that God's just as you are. You don't need to interfere. Your place knows more about breathing than you ever will. So just watch it from a distance. What calms the breath down? What agitates you? Be mindful of how you react, what you do with your breathing. Be aware of how you dodge it. If you're peaceful, you don't have to follow the next instruction. If you want a little bit more, as you're breathing in, say, breathing in peace, peace. As you breathe out, breathe out with a calm. Be the most beautiful thing called peace into your body, into your life, with every breath. Do it consistently. You find your heart actually bringing peace into your body and mind. Your body gets more relaxed, your mind gets more peaceful. Breathing in peace. Whenever you want to let go of it, let the outbreath take it away without let go of it. So imagine real things. Could be sleeplessness, could be fear, could be tiredness. Breathe that out with every outlet. Breathe out tiredness, breathe in peace. Don't just do it for one or two breaths. 100. That breath in the center of your center. Through various little sounds outside into the center. Keep them a long way away from the center. Breathing in peace. As you create more and more peaceful, you start noticing more of the breathing until you can notice the breath from the beginning to the end of that new breath. Our breath begins to end. Your mindfulness is increasing. You can see more. You feel more peace. From here on, it's just repeating patiently. In the moment, no past, no future. You're meditating now. We're not working out things. We're being still. Stillness. Peace. Happy to be here. Content. wonder is the end of meditation. Do not open your eyes yet. How do you feel? How peaceful are you? What worked? What didn't work during this meditation? Because this is how we find out how to meditate. Reflecting, being mindful of what works, of what doesn't. So it was about 3 o'clock. If you want to end the meditation, I may want to carry on with this one.